everyone, it's Realist, and I wanted to quickly give you an update. As you know, if you hang out with me on Discord, you know that I have recently quit my job. I have submitted my resignation letter, and I am leaving end of the month, next month. Not June, but June. And the reason why I did that is mostly because I needed to focus on my future. Weird, right? That you would quit a job for your future, especially during this pandemic. But to quickly explain, it was really taking a toll on my mental health. I had plans. As you know, I passed the exam and the interview in order to go study, take my master's degree in France. It is both a practical decision and a decision made out of basically, like, it just made the most sense for me. As you know, I'm engaged to my editor, to Aubra. We've been in a relationship for years now, but we decided to really take that leap of faith and get married, but things didn't pan out. And, you know, I decided I'm just going to pursue my goal to take a master's degree, but I will do it in France. And so it's a two birds with one stone type of thing. I gained the skills and knowledge needed to make myself really competitive in an arena that I have no familiarity of. And at the same time, I get to be with my main man. gosh, I'm looking at the waveform of this audio, and I don't know what happened to the Yeti, but it's suddenly super sensitive. But anyways, I'll keep it as is. Yes, as I was saying, you'll hear the chickens. But as I was saying, you know, I passed there and I want to get to prepared for that now. I know we're stuck in a pandemic and I know it's insane for me to do so, but I have been worked to the bone in the past few months. Really, like, overtime, not being able to sleep because of the stress, needing to hit targets, carrying the job of three people at the same time, and it's still ongoing. And I can no longer balance that. I can't. I need to save some time for myself so I can focus on my studies. And you're probably wondering, how the fuck are you gonna study? It's not even September, etc. But the director of the course that I am taking has advised me to take on two short courses so I can be even more competitive in that class and really have a leg up. And I need to focus on that because these are two subjects I'm not really bad in, but also that I also need to brush up on it really, really quickly because it's not my forte. And so I need to force it to be my forte, if you know what I mean. So that's what I'm doing when I quit. And it's gonna sound weird, but you know, I'm relying on Patreon right now, and it's super scary because it's unstable. You know, it's unstable and all of that. But I choose making audios. I choose performing, I choose improvising, I choose being wild and wacky and sexy and, you know, really, basically I choose passion over my job right now. It's what I'm doing. I choose being able to control my output. I choose being able to produce things that make people happy over being stuck in a job that's really soul-sucking, you know? And it's gonna be unstable. There's gonna be some up and downs, people leaving for pandemic reasons, people leaving for other reasons, people coming for good reasons, etc. And I'm going to have to bank on that, which means, you know, and I say this all the time, like, and I actually do truly mean this, I want to go back to, you know, regularly posting and not missing my schedules and not tripping up over things. I want to go back to that because I've spent the past 2 weeks really thinking about the future of my life. My life, that was so weird, but but every time I start talking serious things, like, my mind just goes, quick, do something stupid. Anyways, as I was saying, you know, I've really been thinking about what I want to prioritize, and I'm sold that this is what I really want to prioritize. I know I always say I'm going to make more audios, blah, blah, but I did not factor in the fact that my boss and, you know, my company is suddenly going to be something that I needed to hard carry throughout an entire month. I have been hard carrying them. Like, I never thought I would do. I never thought I'd end up doing, but literally, I've been doing the job of three people, and it's driven me nuts. Let's not even add to the fact that I'm taking care of two associates, and I'm, you know, figuring out how to navigate my family and I through this crisis, because, you know, my parents are old, and they could easily fall prey to fake news and shit, and so, like, I have to also be ready to sort of shield them from that stupid shit. So, like, being able to balance all of those and not having really that work-life balance that's required has thrown me off my game completely. And I've been compensating for that through, like, making art and just pushing myself to do the audios that I can do. But hopefully that's going to change by July, when I'm actually really free from work. And I'm working with some script writers, finally. I'm working with some script writers to produce more YouTube stuff. The whole Patreon stuff, I strongly feel it's something that I should still do by myself. Because it's not only is it not because it's tricky, but it's just because I don't know, like, I don't feel... I feel pretty confident in the things I put out on Patreon. I feel like you guys enjoy it. I feel like this is something that you know, I feel like more and more I see more engagement. I know that I have a group of lurkers on my Patreon, and that's fine, but I'm just going with my gut here and saying that what I put out is pretty good enough for Patreon. And, you know, if I go for scripts and if I go for script writers, these are going to go public. Because these scriptwriters sort of deserve to have that, you know, that space, that fame, that credit that I don't think is always going to be present or, like, is going to be completely visible on a platform like mine on Patreon. So, you know, but I'm back to, like, saving scripts and actually taking notes. And today I decided, after a tiny bit of a blooper on my newest GWA audio, that I would actually really... like, go through and schedule my audios instead of, you know, just waiting for the mood to strike. But the last month has been kind of difficult with my anxiety just popping out, and, like, you know, you're already stressed from work, and now you're kind of stressing out a little bit on your audios because you don't know if it's going to get the visibility it needs, because you don't know if there's this and that, whatever, you know, that stuff about performing. I'm hoping that this is a good step, and if it's not, I'm gonna make sure that it is a good step. I just wanted to quickly update you guys on that. In terms of taxes, I probably should have said this first, right? In terms of taxes, I have done my best to make sure that if there are gonna be taxes, it's going to be very, very minimum, and at the same time legal, because I'm sure a lot of creators, and I'm not saying GWA performers or whatnot, but looking at how it could be structured, there's a good chance that people can just cheat the tax system. But I don't know if I want to do that, especially since, you know, my Patreon recently got in trouble for saying, you know, because they assumed that my custom work is not being shared to everyone. But just to be very, very clear on this, my customs go public, right? These customs go public. It was clear from the beginning that it's public, but I guess Patreon just wanted me to clarify it further. My customs are public, and they are not rehashed into Patreon exclusives unless they specifically hit the theme perfectly, and I think it would be enjoyed by the, you know, the group that is here. But 90% of my customs go public, like go outside of Patreon. The rest become Patreon exclusives, but 90% become public. They start as early access audios, which everyone is enjoying right now, and then they turn into GWA audios eventually in the month after or the next month, because I have a backlog of audios that I need to publish right now. And so, yeah, that's basically how everything is. In terms of taxes, I've fixed it so that it is both legal and it is both as minimal as possible. You will see the tier changes if you want to check it out. I'm going to follow the benefits section on Patreon to really make sure that I'm on top of everything. But yeah, that's basically the update on that side. You don't need to do anything, you know, but basically in terms of, okay, but how little is the impact here? Say you're paying $5, or let's make it 10 just so it's easy to convert in my head. Say you're paying $10 for my tier. Basically, I've made it so that only, I need to double check, but just an example, just for example's sake. Basically, you're only being taxed, hopefully, if I did it correctly, you're only going to be taxed for 10% of that $10, which is $1. And that $1 will be taxed, whatever is the tax rate for your area. If you are one of the 17 countries, and if you are one of the how many states in the US that taxes digital goods, that's it. That's basically it. And you may be taxed a tiny bit more the higher tier you go. So for example, in the $20 tier, you get taxed 20% of $20, right? So whatever is 20% of $20, it's that amount that gets taxed, and not you get taxed on the whole entire $20, if you understand what I'm saying. And it is the same case for patrons who go for customs. I've set it so that it's basically, you know, it's the same thing. And I hope that's fair, and I hope that it works out. I may ask a patron/close friend of mine to check for himself, to just really be sure that I did it correctly. But I'm not showing him how I taxed it, obviously, but I am showing him what, well, not him showing, I mean, I'm not showing him, but I am going to ask to see, just check the receipts to see if I did it right. Because again, we don't, like, the alternative would have been Patreon checks for keywords on my tiers. I don't know if they have an algorithm or what, but they're going to check for keywords on my tiers and will tax accordingly. And I don't want to trust Patreon on that, because it could tax you more. You know, it could give you, it could be additional taxes on your end, and we certainly don't want that, right? And from there, we'll see what happens. I want to reassure you that I did, you know, I really studied carefully what the processes were going to be. In terms of regions, the only thing I didn't touch was, not really touch, but like the, I've done my research, or like I've checked what tax rates apply to the 17 countries and the states, because it's available. It's available information on Patreon, but I checked, and those are exorbitant fees, in my opinion, for digital goods that you guys aren't even downloading. So, I'm literally, yeah, I just did as much adjustment as I could that is done fairly for, that will not get us in trouble. And then after that, yeah, we'll see. But hopefully that helps. I'm hoping that it doesn't take much from you guys. Patreon has not been the best platform, if I'm being honest, but it also is the best platform for me particularly, because I mean, it's the easiest. So let's just hope for the best. And what else am I going to add? Right. I was going to add this, but then with the whole tax things, I need to really think this through again, and make sure that you don't get taxed additionally. But I am offering at the end of the month for the $20 tier to have the downloadable streams, the downloadable audios of all my patron audios. These are for the patrons at the $20 tier above. I think it's fair since you have access to all four audios, and it's the easiest for me to implement it because you have access to all four audios, to all of the weekly audios. And I hope that's, I hope that's something that you could be interested in. I just need to make sure you don't get taxed additionally for it. But once that's a go, as early as June, it's something that I'm going to add. I've also been asked for GWA downloads. I want to, but I need to think about that first a little bit, because audios get stolen easily and they get posted easily on, on like YouTube or whatnot. And it's not that I don't trust you guys, but, if I put that out publicly, then you might have people just running in, taking the audios, posting it somewhere else. And that's not cool. Which I know is kind of weird, but you have the 2019 audio. Yeah, but these are the 2019 audios that I feel comfortable at that point for me to let those go. But for my 2020 audios, I don't feel comfortable in that yet. Mostly because on top of that, you've got... I've upgraded my audio setups this year, so yeah, I want to enjoy that a little bit more. But for the most part, that's the new thing that I'm adding. The new offer that I'm adding is that you get my 2020 Patreon exclusive catalog for free, if you're part of the 2020 tier. And yeah. I'll give it a little bit more thought. Nothing is set in stone, so expect changes as well. And I guess that's it for my Patreon updates. I hope that if you have any questions, just let me know. But I hope that this has been clear and that I am very excited to go back to focusing on this. I feel like for the past 2 months, I treated this as a side thing. And I know it's everyone's side thing, but... I want to put more effort into it. I want to put more thought into it. I want to do more for it just to make it. I really like this because it's like a sandbox to me and I can do whatever I want. I want to be able to do that. And yeah, I'm having fun. Like this type of work is something that I really do quite enjoy. And I would like to focus on that. And I would like to focus on my new chapter. I'm ready to tighten the belt, as they say. Tighten the belt, save up as much money as I could, really work harder for my Patreon. I have a few friends on Discord who are frustrated at my lack of advertising, at my lack of really pushing for stuff. Maybe I should push for more, but I should also produce more, you know what I mean? If I'm going to push for more, it means I should produce more as well. Maybe not produce, but, provide more, whatever I could do. And yeah. I'm excited. I hope you guys are too. Obviously, maybe you can't yet because, you aren't seeing anything yet. So, I think you can see me experimenting with different types of cover art sunlight audios, and that's just part of it, but I'm excited. I really am, and I hope to you know, I really hope to talk to you guys again soon and come out of this with more content and more stuff in store. Not just on GWA, but also on Patreon, on YouTube, on Twitch. Yes, I will try and take it more seriously. If I find my stride, then yes, and other stuff. Anyways, that's it. I've rambled on far too long. Thank you guys for listening, and I will talk to you guys later. Much love, Lust. Mwah.